Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Well, welcome inside Amaret Bank Arena here in Sunrise. Game 2, Florida Panthers, Tampa Bay Lightning. Panthers lead the series 1-0.
My feeling is this series, each game gets harder, faster, and better.
And Matthew Tkachuk slides it ahead of Verhaeghe again. Sam Bennett has Nikola going to the net.
Got a far forward backhand out front. Tkachuk a whack at it. Shea Vasilevsky rebound. And they score! And it's Sam Bennett!
Bennett on the net can't score! Playoff Sam! Bennett opens the scoring in game 2!
On the far side, Lundell, Bennett, backhand feed up top, Ekman Larson tees it up, a blast, save made, rebound, they score, and the Panthers get a power play goal on the rebound right out in front.
They stuff it in, it's Vlad Tarasenko!
And that's going to be a power play goal for the Panthers.
It was Vladimir Tarasenko to jam it home, and the Panthers lead 2-0.
Chernak now takes the puck. Hagel looking to clear and does. Sorelli speeding in against Montour.
Out of the zone, Sorelli, and he's going to take this into the Panther zone. Has a man trailing in. Let a shot go wide off the end board. Went up, but Scamp goes back. And oh! What a save, Bobrovsky!
Then sent in front, empty net, and Bobrovsky, incredible!
Bobrovsky displaying acrobatics to keep this game tied at 2. The fans here at Amaret Bank Arena can't believe what they just saw. That display of goaltending and gymnastics from Sergei Bobrovsky.
Absolutely diabolical. How did he come up with that?
Tkachuk is after it. Tkachuk spins. Lundell in the slot in front.
Backhand try. And they score. Carter Verhaeghe upstairs.
Let's go home, baby. It's Mr. Clutch. Carter Verhaeghe for the game 2 win.
And this one's over. The Panthers win it in overtime. 3-2 the final. Carter Verhaeghe, the game winner.
Money time.
Buttered toast is what they call it.
I got chills listening to that Solana montage, reliving last night's hockey game. I don't know if you saw it live, Crowder, because you were traveling. So I don't know if you saw it live. That was, and I saw Solana tweeting about it. It was the most frenetic, exciting hockey game that you could ever imagine watching. Did you get to see it live?
I saw the end. I saw the overtime.
That was insane.
And that was wild. I was on the plane and I went to sleep because I just traveled too much. And then when I woke up and got the Wi-Fi and saw what Twitter was doing, I end up trying to stream it, and I found some way to stream it. I don't know where the hell I did it, but that was amazing overtime. That was so much fun.
I just got a text from my friend Claude, the Haitian sensation, you know him, and he writes, that gave me goosebumps. I got him too, Solana. Like, that was – Goldie's calls were great. Plagan's calls were great. What did Billy Lindsay say there after Bobrovsky's save? He said it was acrobatic.
Diabolical.
Diabolical. Well, I mean, what a great word from Billy Lindsay to describe Sergei Bobrovsky's save. Diabolical. It was, that may have been the greatest save I've ever seen watching NHL hockey.
It's something special. And this is what you get out of special teams.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm so... So, bro, we might got us one this year.
And
we
then our guy, Carter Verhaeghe, maybe the greatest number 23 in the history of sport.
Maybe?
Maybe? What am I talking about? Maybe.
What?
Maybe. Hit me in the face, maybe. Of course he's the greatest 23 in the history of sport.
There we go.
He got two.
Holy mackerel. What a game that was. And you got a little nervous. So they're up 2-0. All of a sudden they cough up the lead. It's 2-2. And you're like, come on, this can't be happening. And they're able to win it in overtime. And now you go to Tampa. You're up 2-0. You got to feel good if you're a Panthers fan.
The big dog wins.
The big dogs. Verhaeghe, Bobrovsky. And Sam Bennett, who, by the way, is going to be out at least a week, but he got it all started with the goal. They call it upper body, but it looked like it was hand or wrist or something. He took a puck, friendly fire, but he's going to be out at least a week, and they said they'll reevaluate. That's a big loss, by the way.
We can't always be the underdogs. We can't always have the underdog mentality. We have to be the big dog sometimes. We have to be the guy that sits there and says, oh, okay, 2-2. Watch this. And that's what I think, that's where we, especially with the Panthers, where we need to transition, where we are the guys. We talk to a bunch of people and our roster's amazing. We can whoop somebody's ass. We have to take a big dog mentality with the Panthers this postseason.
They do. They flex like big dogs. They do. They acknowledge that they're not some upstart squad. Like, the way that they comport themselves, they know that they're a team maybe destined for a cup.
Oh, the Panthers. That's where we need to start. That's how we need to feel during games.
Tonight'll
be a little different.
I'd also appreciate.
See how you acting?
No, I'm talking about the Celtics. I'm not talking about the Panthers. I'm talking about the Celtics.
Yeah, that's why that was strictly hockey was my excitement.
Right. Yeah. Tonight'll be a little different.
Yeah, they're gonna whoop their ass.
Maybe you guys, you two, pump the brakes on declaring a new favorite player. By the way, because you declare Sam Bennett as your brand new favorite player on the Florida Panthers, and now he's out a week. So I'd really appreciate it. You know, just keep your thoughts to yourselves regarding your favorite player on the Cavs.
Now you know why he's angry at the world doesn't like people. I mean, we jinxed him. Billy Lindsay jinxed him. He was a victim of friendly fire. He doesn't like anybody, and it's understandable.
I'm getting me a 9.
Tell you what. All hail Sam Bennett. All hail Sergei Bobrovsky, 72. And all hail number 23, Carter Verhaeghe. Holy moly. Now we have to see what the Heat, though, can do tonight in Boston. Does it carry over, Solana?
Listen, man, you steal one. You never know. Don't let us get one, Boston.
One in Boston.
Don't
and then,
let us get one, Boston.
All bets are off, baby.
Don't let us get one.
Don't do that. Solana, don't do that.
Don't let us get one, Boston.
You watch basketball.
But let me tell you something. The most important thing going on tonight is Sixto Sanchez is pitching for the Marlins. He's starting. This is his first start in like 4 years or something. I can't think of a way to celebrate that. Does anyone have any ideas how we can commemorate Sixto Sanchez starting a game again?
Did somebody make a Sixto Sanchez song?
Was that this show? I get all the shows.
We have a Sixto song.
I believe
wonder
we do.
If there's a way that we can. We do, Jimmy?
Yeah, we do.
What was that called? Does anybody remember?
Nacho de Sixto?
Nachos with Sixto. It was a great a reason that Tijuana Flats is going out of business. They tried nachos with Sixto, and then he immediately went on the IL for 4 years. We'll play that today, Solana. I see the look on his face.
I don't think we will. I just don't.
We have
think
an abbreviated show, so yeah. Maybe won't have time. We have the preheat starts at 5:45, and maybe you were planning on playing it like at 5:50, you know, to bring us into the Marlins action tonight. But we'll see if we can shoehorn it in somewhere, huh?
I don't think we're gonna have time, guys. Unfortunately, there's nothing I'd like to do than play that song, but I just don't think we're gonna have time.
I don't have a lot of words to do. Hey, I think we can fit it in.
I'll keep Pizzola short, Gelb short. We'll figure out a way to squeeze it in there. By the way, we've got Imagine Dragons tickets every day this week. Imagine Dragons are bringing their world tour to West Palm Beach the end of August, and we're giving away a pair of tickets every day this week. It's at the I Think Financial Amphitheater. It's a Live Nation show, and we will give away a pair sometime before 6 o'clock. Zach Gelb is going to join us. Rob Pizzola is going to give us some winners, hopefully, for tonight. Let's get headlines. Start out the program with Alejandro Solana.
All hail Sergei Bobrovsky. Let's start right there.
I mean,
all hail.
That save, like, you couldn't believe what you were seeing. You could not believe it. And then it started to get tweeted by every account. When I, you know, spitting chiclets, of course, but like all the hockey guys. And then J.J. Watt sends out the tweet of Bobrovsky's save going, what is this? Like, that was superhuman. What did Billy Lindsay say again?
Diabolical.
Diabolical. What a great way to describe a save. Diabolical.
It's why he's one of the highest paid goalies in the league. And this year, what is it? It's a third year, right?
Fifth.
This is the fifth?
With Bob, yeah. He's been here a while, man.
Yeah.
This is his best season by far.
Without question.
Yeah, my man's been fucking boy.
To be fair, he's set the bar real low first couple seasons. I mean,
So you hate Bobrovsky and Tua?
I don't hate Bobrovsky. I'm just saying. I mean, come on.
Guy was standing on his head yesterday.
Goodness gracious, Solana. You don't like any good players. You hate Jimmy, too?
Just saying, Crowder, I mean, he didn't exactly have the best start to his Panthers tenure, but we're all willing to look past it if he keeps doing that.
They weren't going anywhere those seasons anyway. They weren't as deep as it. You need them to be great now when they're completely loaded. So, chess, not checkers.
Championship.
Vasilevsky's pretty good too, though, man, because the Panthers outshot Tampa.
What are you doing?
No, he's 100% right. Let me tell you something. Vasilevsky is the story last night if Bobrovsky doesn't make the greatest save in the history of the NHL. Vasilevsky was that good. Now, again, Verhaeghe got the shot in overtime, and it was an impossible angle. It was an amazing goal. Vasilevsky was unconscious last night. It was unbelievable. And I'm telling you, in the second period and third period, the story is not Bobrovsky. If he doesn't make the greatest save in NHL history.
He let a couple in.
No, I mean, they both played their minds. They played out of their minds last night. I'm just saying,
when
the Panthers go up 2-0, it's not like Tampa outskated the Florida Panthers. I mean, the Panthers are putting pressure on the goal nonstop.
You know, they tuned out once they played their minds.
Played their minds.
All right.
You can filibuster all you want, but we can't get past it.
That's the way you guys want to play today. Let's go. I'm jacked the hell up. Let's go. You guys better pitch a flawless 2.5 hours. You thought that montage was good?
You
thought
that montage was good? Straight Phil?
Okay. Okay.
We need to throw a straight Phil, dog. We need to really play our minds.
You thought that montage was good? Make one mistake today. I dare you. I dare you. Because you've heard of playoff Jimmy. Now we've got playoff Bob. It's playoff Solana season, baby. And I've got time. I've got all the time in the world.
I'm going to be very judicious with my words today. There's going to be a lot of relying on montages and Noche de Sixto. You have written your own result. I'm going to have to play that several times every hour just so that I don't make a verbal miscue.
I want to play my mind.
These headlines are driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. So Panthers, Lightning, Game 3 will be tomorrow. Quick turnaround. They go right up to Tampa. What is that, a couple hundred miles north, like 200, 300 miles north to Tampa. And Game 3 will be tomorrow with the Florida Panthers up 2-0.
All right. I always tweet out and Instagram out a video in slow motion of me and Dr. Chuck losing our minds at a Panthers game. And someone just texted in, you should have asked a few fans to celebrate in the background of your Panthers video. Just for clarification, if you have never seen it before, there was nothing going on when we filmed it. That's why the video is funny to me, is that Chuck and I are losing our minds and everyone is just like an intermission. And it was 10 years ago. I have been using that video for 10 years. So there was nothing to cheer about. It was another non-playoff season, and we were just goofing around. There were really just two idiots screaming and, you know, chugging beers like during a timeout or something. So, yeah, it was not it wasn't a lackluster fan base last night. That place was electric last night. And I wonder what Tampa's going to be like the next two games. Like, are they going to be just kind of mentally out of it? Hey, this isn't our season and the Panthers are really good. I wonder what Thursday night feels like.
I hope it doesn't come back, to be honest, but if it does, I will be at 5.
Yeah, me too. Me too. That would be Monday night. Yeah.
The Heat play Monday night too, which is kind of a bummer because we've avoided.
I'm not certain that they do. I'm fine.
We've avoided.
I'm not certain that they play on Monday.
No, game four. Saturday,
oh,
Monday.
Oh, it's game four?
Yeah, Saturday, Monday.
So they have to play Monday?
They have to play Monday.
Can they forfeit?
Man, where are your guts? Where are your guts? Forfeit?
Can we just call and say we good?
It's what we were saying in 2008 when your team was 0-14.
Oh. I didn't know. No, 08 was when we went to the playoffs. 07 was when I wanted to call and say we good when we played teams late in the season.
We're hey, when are they going to have you bang the drum? The Panthers had Goran Dragic bang the drum before the game last night. Didn't you do that once? Oh, no, you did it at the Dolphins game.
No, I did the Dolphins amp up song. Did you see Goran Dragic on the OG show with UD and Mike Miller?
So good.
I saw a clip and I read the description, but I didn't watch it.
Go watch that because his lack of English, but the stories that he tells with his lack of English are hilarious. Awesome. I watched it this morning. It's so funny.
Yeah, the clip that was going most viral, there's two of them where like Pat Riley told them, hey, like you got to play better. We didn't pay you to come here and suck. But then the other clip where he talks about throwing his tooth at the official.
The one that I saw written up. Yeah, but I didn't watch it.
And UD's like, that's when I knew I effed with this mother effer, you know.
Him and UD's interactions are hilarious. I watched the whole show. You got to go watch Dragic on the OGs.
Does it change your opinion? Retire? Number 7 to the rafters in the Kaseya Center, because I've long maintained Goran deserves a chance at least to have the Heat have a discussion about it.
Nothing at all changed for me.
Okay. No, I'd put a big tooth up in the rafters right next to Crowder's.
Y'all got me scared. My tooth's gonna fly out any segment.
I wonder if you're afraid your tooth's gonna fly out while you're doing two full stand-up specials tomorrow in Detroit. Or tonight.
Oh, my God. You've got two comedy shows tonight?
And I've been up since 8 doing Detroit TV. So I did a radio station, two radio stations, and a TV hit.
Why don't
and
you
I
take off like around 4 o'clock? Why don't you put in a couple hours on this show? I mean,
hey, that last hour, I'm going to warn y'all.
I was going to give you 2 hours off. You got a lot to do tonight. I forgot you have two shows tonight.
Might not be wrong.
Right, that's fair.
Game 2 between the Heat and the
Celtics.
Because
we're just playing Noche de Sixto on a loop.
Run it back, Solana. Don't act crazy.
Game two between the Heat and the Celtics is
tonight. The montage was so good, too. Like, it was so good. That was chill-inducing. Mm-hmm. But we're just going to play Notre Dame 6, though, all day. Just your luck.
Uh-huh.
Stroh's straight filth.
Okay, Tooth. 7 p.m.
Play your mind. Play your mind.
7 p.m. tonight. Between the Heat and the Celtics. We know Terry Rozier, Scary Terry, remains out for Miami. Duncan Robinson said yesterday that until he gets a long rest, he's just not going to be 100%. So you can expect Duncan to not be at 100%. And now Nikola Jokic is on the injury report as of a couple minutes ago with back issues, right, Hawk? Back pain, I believe it was.
Yeah, questionable. My guess is he'll be out there suited up. I just don't know how effective he'll be.
Yeah,
it's spinal.
That could mean more Kevin Love, though. More Kevin Love.
I hope so.
Kevin went crazy. Hawk's been saying it for days. Like,
why didn't get more minutes?
Yeah, he needs more minutes.
Last night in the NBA playoffs, the Timberwolves took a 2-0 series lead over the Phoenix Suns. The Pacers beat the Bucks, first road team to get a victory. And then the Mavericks, they did it again on the road. They beat the Clippers. Both those series are tied at one apiece now.
All right.
The only other NBA game outside of Heat Celtics, remember, that's at 7 p.m. And I know game one on Sunday was only nationally televised. Tonight, if you do want to watch the game, you can hear it here on WQAM, but if you do want to watch the game, it will be on Bally Sports Sun tonight. The only other game tonight is Thunder Pelicans, game two at 9:30 p.m. That's the late game. The Thunder did win game one.
Somebody texts in, did Crowder say Gordon Dragic? Probably.
What's his name?
Gordon Dragic, you got it.
Him and his brother have one letter off.
That's right. Gordon and Zordon.
I lost a tooth, and I gave that tooth to get 17 suits. It's a great interview with Goran, but like the language barrier is tough.
I'm going to watch.
I saw him here at the Citadel a couple weeks ago. The Heat were playing a road game. Yeah, I went downstairs to go pick up a burrito that I had ordered after halftime, and I saw Goran, and he's wearing a Heat shirt.
Take a picture with him?
Nah, he's with his family. But I'm like, hey, Gogi. He's like, hey. And he just kept walking.
At the Citadel, at our studios.
Downstairs. Yeah, he was at the food court in the Citadel.
Wow.
Yeah.
16 suits for 4 macaroons.
The Marlins got shut out again last night. They'll play the final game of this 3-game series in the ATL tonight, 7:20 p.m. And yes, Sixto Sanchez will be starting that game.
Yeah, throwing straight filth.
I've never turned on a South Florida athlete the way I've turned on Sixto. I happen to love the guy.
Well, Tua, maybe.
No, that's fair.
You hate Sixto, yeah. Tua?
I want Sixto in the first inning to get like 17 earned runs. So he just gets
you want him off the team.
I do.
You want him off the team. Who don't know, Solana did a song when Sixto was super hot, like for a minute. This was 4 years ago because he's been on the IL for like 4 years.
Yeah.
Solana made a song, a little radio parody song. And it's really the worst piece of crap Solana's ever produced. But he didn't know that until he played it. And we couldn't believe what we were listening to. But we haven't had much occasion to play it over the last 4 seasons because he's just been kind of recovering from injuries and not really doing anything. All of a sudden, pretty decent spring. And now he's starting tonight. First time, it has to be 3 or 4 seasons. And so we get to break out this song, which truly is Solana's biggest piece of crap.
The only other big news today, Reggie Bush, he got his 2005 Heisman Trophy back with a formal reinstatement of the trophy. The decision comes amid what the Heisman Trust calls, quote, enormous changes in the college football landscape.
I think OJ got to keep his Heisman, didn't he?
Yeah, but the Reggie thing is stupid. Are we talking about on the field or off the field?
What I'm saying. That was the thing with OJ, right? Like the OJ thing. I mean, I think he got to keep his Heisman Trophy. If he got to keep his Heisman Trophy, how was it ever not returned to Reggie Bush for that nonsense?
Are you the most dominant football player for 12 games in that calendar year? And Reggie was. I don't give a damn how much Reggie did. If he had an apartment, whatever happened. And what OJ did, is it a football trophy? And it is. And Reggie getting his back. I just heard that this morning. That's amazing because he was the most dominant player. Honestly, I'll say Reggie is one of the most dominant players I've ever watched play on a college football field.
For sure. Good run with the Dolphins, too. Yeah. Your weather.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Totally forgot.
With the Dolphins a couple seasons.
I totally forgot.
Yeah.
You forgot Reggie played for the Dolphins?
I did.
They used to throw him little middle screens. He was old.
Yeah, but... I mean, listen.
Yeah, I totally forgot he played for the Dolphins. Yeah. Wow. Huh.
Better than Kalen Ballage.
In New Orleans, they tried to make me cover him, and I told the DC, this is not a good idea, coach.
Make sure to get your Devon Achan takes ready. Gelb's already connected. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Beautiful South Florida afternoon. That is your weather.
All right, Zach Gelb, Infinity Sports Radio Network. He joins us next.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Let's go home, baby!
Hawk and Crowder.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Zach Gelb can be heard every afternoon nationally on the Infinity Sports Radio Network, and he's on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. I was just looking at the show sheet. Very appropriate that we have Gelb on this day. The man who invented radio, Guglielmo Marconi, was born today in 1874. Are you familiar with Marconi, Gelb?
Of course. I don't have any Marconi awards, but I am very familiar. Well-versed, of course.
Yeah. Hero student of the radio, game. To the radio community. Let's jump right into it because we have a ton of time with Gelb. So, and he's a Rangers fan. Even as a Rangers fan, though, I saw you tweeting last night. You have to be impressed with the Panthers. I'm assuming you saw the Sergei Bobrovsky save last night, which maybe will be the greatest save you'll ever see in a hockey game. The Carter Verhaeghe game winner in overtime. That Panthers team was fun and was a fun game last night.
Yeah, and here's what I really like that they, and I said this point last week, they ended up winning the division because after the deadline, they made these big moves, right? There was a lot of buzz and you got to build the chemistry a little bit. We know what the expectation is with the Panthers. It's to go win the Stanley Cup after coming up a little bit short last year. And for them to find a way to win that division, I kind of think it made them exhale a little bit and realize, okay, this is still the dominant team that we saw a year ago.
And Gale, we know Boston, we know Carolina, we know we got to go through, but are the Panthers, in your mind, the front runner? I know they're not the number one seed and all that, but are they the front runner? Because they're playing hellified hockey right now.
Yeah, I would say it's the Panthers are the front runner. I say that as a big time Ranger fan. I would be surprised. I know it's not inconceivable, but I would be surprised if we don't have the Panthers going up against the Rangers in the conference finals.
It would be a great conference finals, wouldn't that? Because you do have, like, Florida is hockey mad the last couple of seasons, and you do have a lot of Northeasterners in South Florida.
Heck, the owner of the Panthers, Vinny Viola, grew up as a Ranger fan.
What's the where do the Rangers play? At the Garden?
You know where they play, you jackass.
Do they play at the Garden? I don't know. They play at the Garden?
Please. You were taking your selfies in New York a few weeks ago.
I've never been to the Garden. I've never seen a game at the Garden.
Here's Madison Square Garden, the world's most famous arena. Please.
That's not true. Don't, I've never seen a game there.
Don't do this BS.
Have you ever seen a game there, Crowder?
No. And you don't even know anything about New York.
I actually have. I've watched the Knicks. I'm talking about this might be 09. I saw the Knicks in the Garden.
You ever seen a sporting event at the Garden, Solana?
No, I wouldn't be caught dead in that rat-infested mecca of basketball. Okay, win something first.
Solana's a little tightly wound because the Heat and the Celtics suck tonight. Well, I was gonna be a little nicer than that.
Solana was hoping for a few more paychecks in this postseason. It's getting trimmed after maybe a gentleman's sweep.
Wait a second though. What is the best food item at Madison Square Garden? Let's say you came down to a Panthers game. Let's say Eastern Conference Finals was the Rangers and the Panthers. You come down to the Amerant Bank Arena. I'm going to say to you, hey, let's get a carved turkey sandwich at the Carvery. The line is insane. Maybe we'll get some chicken tendies at Huey Magoo's, but probably turkey sandwich at the Carvery. Where are you taking me in Madison Square Garden for the best eats?
So probably before the game, I would take you like outside the garden.
No, that's not the question.
You're talking about in the arena.
Yeah, I mean, I'll take you to Prime 112. That's not what we're doing here.
No, I'm talking about a bar. There's a lot of good bars outside the garden.
Yeah, there's a lot of good bars outside Sawgrass as well. I'll take you to Bahama Mama.
Bahama Breeze,
you idiot.
Well, we'll meet a Bahama Mama.
Yeah. The cheeseburger at the Garden's actually pretty damn good.
Really?
Yeah, very good cheeseburger.
Solana, it seems like he doesn't eat with the mortal. This is what I take from this, is that you don't eat at the arena. Either you're in a catered suite because you're Mr. Radio, Mr. Marconi.
Go look at Odyssey's history with Madison Square Garden. I'm not in no catered suite when I'm at Madison Square Garden, all right? The cheeseburger at Madison Square Garden is very good. They do have a good pastrami sand. And recently, this is because I am watching my figure. They do have a very good grilled chicken bowl with rice that you would like. Because I know you're a big
cheeseburger.
Like,
when you hear someone say the cheeseburgers, like no, you got to figure Madison Square Garden. The cheeseburger's got to be an afterthought.
They make a great cheeseburger.
Did you call a sandwich a sand?
No.
Sandwich. Yeah, so the pastrami sand.
I didn't say sand.
Yes, you did.
You said sand, Gail.
Maybe my mic cut off, or I just didn't complete the thought.
But I call chicken tenders tendies.
That must be my CTE from playing high school football. Honestly, if I just said sand.
I'm shaking right now. I don't know what
people
going
say.
On.
Sandy though.
Yeah,
that's sandy. Not. You don't say sandy. Nobody says sandy.
Yeah, turkey sandy.
But then it's the same amount of syllables. Sandwich sandy. Like, why would you say sandy when you could say sandwich?
You know what I do when I go to Madison Square Garden? I actually look out and I say, the girl in the green dress. Very attractive, by the way.
Hey, Gail, we could lock up. I know you're a big dude now. We could lock up.
I'm not certain he could take down the Statue of Liberty, though.
Thank you, Hawk. Come on. He did a life raft there. I was about to be swimming in the Hudson River later. Just floating. All the cheeseburgers coming out of my body that I ate in Madison Square Garden.
What's the spot outside the garden, though, that you were going to suggest?
So I like to go to Mustang Harry's. Stout's also a big place as well. Just a, good bar kind of stuff. You get your bar food and then you have your
bunch of New Yorkers in there, though.
Please. You live with a bunch of New Yorkers. you basically are a New Yorker.
I know.
You're the most New York Jewish guy I think I've ever met.
It's terrible. How dare you? I'm a Chicago Jew, and I take offense at everything you said.
Huh? Please.
What about the Heat tonight? So they're down 1-0 to the Celtics. They try again tonight. No Jimmy Butler, no Terry Rozier, Nikola Jovic, questionable. Duncan Robinson's not going to be 100%, he said so himself. You give them any kind of chance to win tonight in Boston or maybe win a game at home when it comes to Miami?
They can maybe win either game three or four, but there's no way this is going past five. I think a lot of times in this series, Solana is going to be doing the post game, looking up and saying, all right, let's wrap up this game a little bit. Let's run the clock. All right.
Who is your right now, like the team that surprised you the most in the NBA playoffs? Because the Phoenix Suns right now are a total disaster.
I'm surprised at how bad they are, but I didn't watch much of their basketball this season, but now I'm seeing it. They're not very good.
But perhaps
Charles Barkley is 100% right. Kevin Durant, he's not the bus driver. He's the passenger on the bus.
But perhaps you take it as, hey, Minnesota, like people slept on them all season because of the Gobert thing, whatever. Maybe you're saying, hey, that is a good Phoenix team, but Minnesota actually will have a chance to beat the Denver Nuggets. Because I know you've been, nobody's beating the Nuggets in a seven-game series. I just wonder if there's any team that you've seen and you say, huh, maybe.
Dallas. Dallas would be the team because Kyrie is actually locked in and he got away from a lot of focus on the basketball court, if to say that in a polite way, the last few years. I think Kyrie Irving and Luka Doncic in a dynamic duo are very damn good.
And get what about the East? Like, the Knicks are up 2-0, 76ers, but I really don't feel as if Joel Embiid is healthy. Like, he just doesn't look like the MVP guy. But is it Boston? Because Boston can play ball. Is it Boston and everybody else still? Or do you think anybody in the East could compete with them?
So, like, the Knicks are so gritty that series would go to six, I would say, bare minimum between the Celtics and the Knicks. But I don't think the Knicks are going to win that series. You're right at Embiid. At best, maybe he's 65%. And you see him huffing and puffing and barely being able to move up and down the court in the fourth quarter. The Bucks, I know Giannis isn't playing. I know that series is now 1-1. But if they could get through the first round and you have Giannis back to start the second round series, I know I don't believe in Doc Rivers anymore, but just having Giannis and Dame, I think from afar will make me say, okay, they have a shot. But I'd be really surprised if the Celtics and the Nuggets aren't playing for the championship in June.
Yeah, I think that kind of feels like the way that it's shaken out. Are you a big NFL draft guy? Got the draft tomorrow. You strike me as someone who's totally into it.
Yeah, and it's also so bizarre because my football team is never picking high up in the draft, and now I know what it's like to be every other fan when you're sitting there saying, all right, I didn't really want Drake May. Now I'm talking myself into Drake May.
Who's your team? New England?
Patriots, yeah. So I'm sitting there now and hoping that they get a quarterback, but they have nothing around the quarterback, so...
But is this like religion for you? Thursday night is just like, because there are some people where the draft is everything to them. Like, and I don't know if you're working or not, but like, just if you're not, you just sit around, you're just, you know, living and dying with every pick that's made and thinking about
all the
possibilities.
I'll be sitting on my couch, wings, blue cheese. The last 3 years I worked the draft, this year I'm not. But I'll have wings, blue cheese, probably a few cold ones and be sitting back and maybe marinating those wings in a little crowd of powder too, and watching each and every pick until the first round concludes on Thursday.
Send me address, Gail, but I will send you a celebrity box.
Wow.
That's a bunch of BS. There's no, that's Crowder just saying, I'll send it to you and he'll never send it. I call you. Tap on you.
It's in the mail.
Okay.
I actually believe Crowder on this one because I got a text the other night. I was telling him from Sedano. Saying, hey, I just got a weird text from Crowder asking for my address, and I don't know if this is really Crowder or if I'm getting catfished on this. Now, if you accept the package that he sends, you will receive an invoice a couple weeks later in the mail.
It's $135.67.
The old bait and switch.
Well, $8.52 for the bottle, $20
You've actually
for the
signed
shirt.
Up for the Crowder Powder subscription service.
$17.99 for shipping and handling.
Just a touch more than Netflix.
We're going to hit you in the head. That's what we do. You know, I was thinking about it, talking about the draft. What quarterback, I 100% believe Caleb Williams is going to the Bears. Like, they got rid of, he's going number one. You brought up Drake May for the Patriots. Is there a quarterback for the Patriots other than Caleb Williams that you would want? Because Jaden Daniels, Michael Penix, they have Drake May, they have McCarthy, who this damn coach is trying to make him act like he's going to be the next Tom Brady. Is there a quarterback you would want if you take Caleb off the board?
I want Jaden Daniels. I've been for 2.5 months saying when the Patriots, even more than that now, when the Patriots were winning at the end of the season against the Steelers and the Broncos, I'm like, no. They're going to now not get the quarterback that I want. And that's what ended up happening. I think Jaden Daniels, and I'm not saying this disrespectfully to Lamar Jackson because I like Lamar Jackson a lot. I think he could be like Lamar Jackson just with a bigger arm. And I think there's only two quarterbacks in this draft that I feel confident that they'll be elite and they'll be like great quarterbacks, franchise quarterbacks. That's Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels. All the other quarterbacks, like Drake May, out of the next tier guys, has the most upside because he could be like Josh Allen is what people are saying. But I think it's the fit for those guys where they land. Like if McCarthy goes to the Vikings, I think McCarthy could have success in the league. But if he goes to a team like the Giants or my Patriots, I think J.J. McCarthy is going to be a bad bro.
Zach Gelb, every afternoon, Infinity Sports Radio Network. And for big Rangers games, sometimes Knicks games, you'll see him in a suite at Madison Square Garden.
Can I ask a quick question, though, before we go?
Is it about Devon Achane?
No. Nice line. way to steal Solana's material that I heard. I was waiting on hold. Crowder powder, do you think it goes good on matzo brie? Hawk, I made some matzo brie last night.
So it is kosher.
Oh.
Because Lori used it for our Seder. And then many Jews will make matzo brie after the Seder the next night. Yeah, a little leftover matzah.
We should do like a radio remote and throw Crowder a bar mitzvah. I think it'd be fun.
I'll tell you what, he came to my son's bar mitzvah. Very good. Yeah, it was very good.
He did like the dance move, you know, roll your hands and clap, roll your hands and clap, like Coke and
overbite. Pepsi. Overbite.
He did it all. When they gave me that candy to sling at David's head, I threw that candy as hard as I could.
Did you do the horror, Crowder?
Well, they brought the little
the chair in the middle and everyone circles around.
Hey.
You say horror to Crowder, he thinks something else.
I was about to say different. He was immediately
like, Magic City?
Was there a room I didn't see?
I was just about to say, what part of this did Hawk not expose me to?
I really do become a man, but where was that taking place?
I brought my wife. This is
yes,
amazing.
Crowder powder would go well on matzo brie.
Good. Crowder was like, the cheetah was at Hawkman's.
Where was I? What did I want to go into, Hawk? The Torah box?
The Torah box.
Yeah, they wouldn't let me in. I wanted to know what's in there. I wanted to
walk in.
Solana's sitting there with
the
his finger.
At the Bima.
Solana's sitting there with his finger on the dump button just getting ready to have us all get canceled.
I said, is the Jack Daniels inside this box? Where's the beer?
We'll see you, Gelb. Have a good show.
You got it, guys. Be well.
There you go. Zach Gelb, Infinity Sports Radio Network. Take a break. Come back with more Hockman and Crowder.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Let's go, baby!
Hawk and Crowder.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.